Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Kraz Files podcast with Adam and Garth. It's Thursday, the 2nd of July, 2015. This podcast is available from iTunes and also podomatic.com, but you can go to our website, www.krazfiles.com, always C-R-A-Z-Z, and there's plenty of our older podcasts up there as well on the site, and all of our new ones going up. Plenty of news links, lots of things to look at. Check it out, krazfiles.com, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Okay, Garth, we are ready to blast off.
Yes.
2nd of
with
July.
A very interesting guest.
Yes, we do. And always good. And we're joined by Chris Savage today. And Chris made a very passionate video up there at the march in Brisbane for the No Jab, No Pay, No Way. Gave a great speech. And I will put that up again today accompanying this podcast, but it was great to see him get up there and do that. It's great to see that Aussie spirit, Garth, still in people, down to an individual level, because we're losing that in this country very much. Australians just seem to be in a limbo state and seem to be comfortable with a lukewarm life around them, and I don't understand it. And we saw it the other week, Garth, didn't we, with Mr. Joe Hockey sitting out front of the Parliament House smoking a cigar after he told Australian people who can't afford to buy a house to just work harder and pay more tax, he said, sitting out there slopping on his cigar, you know. And this says a few things to us, and it says things about our government. And it shows such pure arrogance and ignorance that they've got to this level where they just simply don't care about what the Australian people think, because I think we're so easily managed and controlled. You know, we've just become like that, Australian people, and I don't understand why we're not getting up and standing up and having a say and speaking up for what we believe in and what we're passionate about. We're just not doing it in big enough numbers, but Chris Savage is, and it's good to have you here, Chris, today for a conversation with us on our podcast. Thanks for joining
us. Great to be with you, and just for the record, I was a sergeant of police in the Queensland Police Service from 1989 to 2012. Actually, I wasn't a sergeant back then. I only got to the sergeant rank in the latter part of the career. And when I first joined the police service, I was injured by a hepatitis B vaccine. I got the vaccine like at 11 o'clock in the morning. And then I did the crazy thing and pumped it throughout my body. And I ended up with chronic tiredness. And I was in bed for like 2 weeks. And this sort of woke me up to the freaking reality of vaccines, because they suck the life force. That's what it did to me. It sucked the life force out of you with what I call a mitochondrial attack. And I will explain more about that. But I went to the doctor and I said to the doctor, could this have been the vaccine that made me tired? And the angry immediate response was, No, it couldn't have been that. And then shuffled me out of the office. As I said, they don't want to hear about the injuries and the maiming, and especially about the death that they bring upon people with vaccines. Little babies that in the 90s, they had a two-month period, there was no vaccines. And when I went to this job, well, you know, the police called to a sudden death, so we go to investigate. And I would ask the parents, what was the baby's health like prior to the vaccine? And then it was like a light coming on in their minds, because they're brainwashed as well, just like I was, but I woke up from my injury. And so then they tell me that the baby in that two-month period was eating, sleeping, serene, a joy to them, no major issue at all. And then when the vaccine came in, all hell broke loose. There was the excruciating, inconsolable screaming upon the injection being given to the baby that she recalled. And then there were seizures, and then there was convulsions, and then subsequent vaccines, because of the brainwashing of this, of our society, the mother included, because she was going back to doctors that did this damage to get drugs for the child, like Panadol and whatever. And she went doctor shopping in the end, because she didn't get any help with the first one, didn't get any help with the second one, and didn't get any help with the third or fourth one. And so subsequent vaccines, because the first one does a partial injury typically, and the subsequent vaccines make it even worse. But the police, because of their brainwashing, they think that the parent or the boy or the mother or the father or the boyfriend or the girl or the girl or the babysitter particularly, there's a very high conviction rate or a high arrest rate with babysitters, because they don't have any biological connection. And so if you're a babysitter, listen to this. If you're looking after a vaccinated child, and that has a high risk of suffering from neurological harm, and I'll explain that, how that happens, and the police will arrest you, and they will throw you in prison because they think you shook the baby.
Yeah.
And they make up stories about, because there's no external blunt trauma on these children when they do the autopsy. And that tells you that it's all inside. So what is inside them that's doing this harm? Well, it's Dr. Russell Blaylock. He says that it's the overexcitement of the brain's immune system that causes the inflammation and the swelling. And you know what? The police are arresting those people. And guess who they're using to back up their evidence to put them in prison? The very same doctors that give their children vaccines are giving evidence against the parents to put them in prison, even though those white coat people have done the crime by injecting 100% poison into the babies. It's a mitochondrial attack. That's one part of it. And the second part was this swelling of the brain. It's what they call, on the postmortem reports, the doctors write the results of the postmortem onto the report, and it is always cerebral cortex swelling. That means the brain is swelling inside the head. And when they say bruising on the report, the police compute that the parent has shaken the baby, or if they don't even say anything like that, like they'll say, you threw the baby on the bed repeatedly, because obviously landing on a soft mattress is stopping the blunt trauma, but they're saying the shaking as it hits the bed and doing it repeatedly is causing this bruising. And sometimes that actually does happen. But the swelling was caused by the vaccine. But they don't go back far enough. They blame the parents because these children that are vaccinated are fragile. And through normal playing and normal activity, they can do something like hit their head on soft carpet and that'll be enough to kill them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. And the brain damage and the swelling can be so bad that it actually compresses the arteries on the extremities of the brain against the bone, and the heart is still pumping in these children, and it bursts the artery, and they get a cerebral bleed, a brain bleed. And this is happening in the cot at night while they're sleeping. And they wake up, the parents wake up in the morning, they find the baby lifeless in the cot, they pick the baby up and gently shake to wake them up. And if they tell the police that, bang, they're in jail for shaking baby because the police think that that's what they do. And that's how they killed the baby, but the baby was already dead.
Yeah.
Some people...
Chris, just briefly there, with that and the autopsy of these children, these babies, when the autopsy is written out, do they mention anything about any physical abuse externally to the child? What do they actually say about the brain swelling in relation to the skull?
Well,
I feel that's important because these people are scientific people, and they should be able to understand that the difference between an actual physical shaking from external that would do that damage to a normal brain.
They do a post-mortem report, whether it's a SIDS case, a CD case, or a SBS. SBS is shaken baby syndrome. SIDS is sudden infant death syndrome. And I'll tell you why they made up a new category called SUDI, sudden unexplained death of an infant. And on the post-mortem report, every one of those classifications has the cerebral cortex swelling to a varying degree. And they do note the bruise marks on the baby. So, for example, you can call the ambulance and they'll work on your child and they'll break ribs sometimes even. But then a few hours later, the doctor is doing the post-mortem and he finds these broken ribs and guess who gets the blame? Because the coppers have got nothing else to run on.
Mm.
They blame the parents for breaking the child's ribs when it's done by the ambulance officers doing the compressions to try and bring life back into the lifeless child. So this is what happens. The generally speaking, there's very minor marks on the child, and they will imply from that you are throwing the child against beds and walls and on the floor and all this sort of garbage, because when the police go through their training, we get this scenario training on video where parents are abusing their children to condition us to believe that parents are potentially child abusers. And so that fits in with the shaken baby syndrome and putting people in prison. And the doctors get the same training and they get the same belief because they've got to work out where all these brain damaged kids are coming from.
Mm.
The ones that are in the special schools, the ones that are in that are coming in into the emergency wards of the hospitals, lifeless, and they think because of their brainwashing that the people that bring them in did it. They think that they shook the baby instead of looking at 2 and 3 weeks back when they injected that baby with a highly toxic vaccine that caused the mitochondrial attack. That means the cells get turned down in their respiratory function to produce adenosine triphosphate, and it inflames the brain. Those two things.
and it's coming into the hospital with the life force sucked out of them like it was for me, and the doctors are going to these scan meetings, which is suspected child abuse and neglect, and they work out with the coppers that are there too, who they're going to prosecute next. And this is the ugly truth that I discovered in 22 years by looking at it at so many different bloody angles. It drove me mad.
Yeah.
So what's happening is that they're not testing the child for the brain actually being swollen by an injection. They're assuming that an external physical force caused the brain the damage. So they're not checking into the reason why the brain is swollen.
Yeah. You'll get a bruise on the brain.
They must know that.
Yeah, the coppers know. Yeah, it's right there in front of them. But because of the brainwashing, because they think that the vaccines have saved the world and they're safe and effective, and the media are just hammering this lie, that they're not. For example, with polio, they got rid of on the same day that they issued the vaccine for polio, the CDC changed the definition from one day of acute flaccid paralysis to 60 days. So because it was 60 days, you had to have that acute flaccid paralysis. No doctor saw you for that long. So automatically, no doctor diagnosed polio. And that's why the numbers went down, not because the vaccine stopped it. In fact, the vaccine spreads polio. They call it GBS now, Guillain-Barré syndrome. Exactly the same symptoms.
Yes. And they must know that.
Look, they're not stupid. Doctors with a few years under their belt, one came up to me after the rally in Brisbane and said to me, I'm a GP, and said, thank you for telling the truth.
Yes.
Because they saw it themselves. The reason why this is powerful and cutting through all the lies that the media tell us is because it fits with what is happening in our society. Children are getting autism at an incredible rate. They're getting all their life force. They're tired. There's chronic fatigue everywhere. There's encephalitis and meningitis and Guillain-Barré syndrome and sudden infant death. You know what? Sudden infant death is actually listed on the little slip that comes in the MMR vaccine as one of the side effects of the MMR vaccine.
Yes.
So these assholes are admitting it, and then they put the parents in jail with the doctors. The doctors don't even read the thing. They don't even know. And then they have this red nose day, and they sell $16 million worth of plastic noses to go on police officers' faces and professional faces and doctors' faces and nurses' faces, and make out that they're investigating the reasons for cot death to try and reduce the numbers. And, you know, the only way they reduced the numbers was by making the new heading called SUDI, and the numbers from SIDS was taken out. Half of them were taken out and put into SUDI. And then they said, look what we've done with the $16 million. We've just reduced the numbers of SIDS. Made the police and made the doctors look like clowns.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Mock us. On the way down. I think we read also, Chris, a while ago that in Obamacare, it was found in there that vaccine death is listed as a form of lethal execution. it's unbelievable. But I've saved a few papers with a lot of professionals now, Garth, coming out. One is Kent Holcomb, and these guys are going into this and proving this through especially biomechanics. And they're saying that humans lack the physical strength needed to cause, fatal brain injuries from manual shaking alone. And so they're saying that this shaken baby syndrome cases, then this violence would result in a high incidence of spinal paralysis from the neck injuries in the infants, not swelling of the brain. So this is being proved through there as well. So as Chris said, yeah, it's a frightening scenario there, Chris, because you go and get your baby jabbed, it's you don't know what's going to happen. It's going to have a seizure on the carpet, you know, when you take it home in the back seat of the car, start vomiting, thrashing back and forth. Swell, brain heating up and frying over like a frying egg. All these kinds of different things can happen, and that's when the parents, they just simply don't know what to do because they're panicking, and they go in, and you got the police coming in and making up all of this stuff. And as you just talked about, the paramedics breaking their ribs and this stuff, going off to hospital, all this stuff happening, the baby dies, and then sorry, Mr. Smith and Mrs. Smith, you know. And then having the horrible scenario of coming back and being arrested because they're accusing the parents of shaking the baby or throwing it on the floor because they may have been angry when it was the vaccines that did it.
It is tragic because I even got call from a guy in Redcliffe. I can't remember his name. It's probably not right to mention his private name anyway, but he rang me up and said, "Oh, I'm glad I found you because my wife's been charged with, shaken baby syndrome, and they prohibited him from speaking to me. They actually star chambered him. You know what that is? That's where they put you in a specially convened court where you do not have the right to remain silent like you do when you're talking to the coppers. And if you don't answer the questions, you get automatic prison." So this father there, like, he's having to talk to them and say, this is how the system answers. They are so brainwashed that they think that the fathers are hiding something or the mothers are hiding something. So they do all these crazy things to them to try and get a story out of them. And they'll even make up a story. They'll make up a story and send it out to the media that you threw the baby on the bed repeatedly because they can't find out any other reason. But they get these doctors to give evidence, and that's the part that they need to understand. It's the doctors that believe in vaccines. Even if they know they're doing the damage, they'd rather blame somebody else for this carnage that they're causing.
And yes, well, they can't take the blame, can they?
Well, they're earning like $300,000-$400,000. They can't threaten. They'll do a Wakefield on them if they say anything about the vaccines.
Yes. Jeez. And that's what's happening.
No, I don't think people understand how serious it is, Garth. No. In the United States as well as here, you know, there's people in prison rotting away.
Innocent people.
Yeah, 20 years, 10 years, 15 years, 30 years for murdering their children.
Yeah, and guess what? You know, child killers don't get a very nice time in jail.
Oh, they don't.
So let's look at this. They kill your kid, then they give evidence against you, the ones that do it, the killers themselves give evidence against your kid, and then you get demonized in the court system and you're just like blown away with grief because you've lost your kid, and then the cop is accusing you of doing it, and then you lose your liberty, and then you get bashed in jail.
Yeah, and if you ever do get out, you know, your whole life's ruined, isn't it, the way the community sees you?
Well, you carry that trauma. You carry that trauma of being accused. That's killing your own child.
And meanwhile, as you said, these pharmaceutical companies are making police officers and everybody shave their heads and wear red noses.
Yes.
As I said, we're just being utterly mocked and humiliated as they do this to us and laugh at us, you know? It's really sickening.
So where is the influence on the police force, where is that coming from?
Well, it's coming...
This brainwashing the police. We know that the pharmaceutical companies and our health departments are brainwashing the doctors.
There seems to be a protection mechanism in there, Garth, with the police. They may at a certain level know that it's, you know,
that's
the vaccine's really doing it and they're hiding it.
That's why they have the red nose day.
Yeah, because it just bamboozles everyone.
Yeah, it bamboozles everyone. And they don't put every person in jail that has a cot there. Like for the SIDS ones, you know, but what happens is if you've got money, if you've got status, if you've got credibility, they will kill your baby and write it off as a SIDS.
But if you're got tattoos, if you smoke drugs, if you look like you're a bit wild or a bit out there, you're the one that's going to get charged with shaken baby. They'll kill your baby and throw you in jail. And especially, as I said earlier, the babysitters, if they're babysitting some rich kid that's been vaccinated and dies, you know what? They convince the parents that the babysitter did it.
Mm.
And you know what? The boyfriend and the girlfriend too. The boyfriend will be accused and they'll convince her that he did it. So they divide and they really psychologically destroy people, because here they are, they've got the media against them, they've got their spouse against them, or they've got their friends because they're just babysitting so that they could have a nice time.
And the newspapers.
And the newspapers that run these bullshit stories that of, you know, throwing babies on beds repeatedly, like, it's just, oh.
So it's a whole conspiracy. You could start from the government through the media.
Well, the way the police are brainwashed, they honestly don't realize, okay, they're just doing it. It's just tragic. They just can't. If you're very fortunate if you get a female police officer coming to your house when a baby dies, because they will tend to be more compassionate, and it'll be written off as a SIDS. What I said, when we go through the training, they brainwash us that parents are abusers, and then we get hit with this, the PSYOP with the red nose day, because we actually buy the red noses. You actually pay for them.
And you can't say anything, can you? You can't go in and say to people, what are you doing? Because you're insensitive. So, you know,
we're trying to help babies and you don't like it?
Insensitive prick.
You're just a callous prick. But the true callous pricks are the doctors and also the people that, you know, the people that are injured. Like, and also I know of mothers that have contacted me that have been accused and you know what? 20 and 30 years after their baby died, they still carry a trauma of being called baby killers by their friends, by people at court. When they go to court, they get called baby killers, and they never get over it.
Yes, they wouldn't.
They typically want to. A coronial inquest to get their name cleared, and it's terrible.
How does it work with the difference between the SBS, that's the shaken baby syndrome, and the SID? Who makes that decision?
That's purely an administrative decision, because when you look at the two definitions, one says sudden infant death syndrome, and syndrome denotes mystery. We just don't know. But if you mention vaccines, they'll get really angry, because even though it's a mystery, we don't know. You can't say vaccines might be connected. That's just another little nuance of their PSYOP. But then with SUDI, it's sudden unexplained death of an infant. So unexplained and syndrome is the same thing.
Yes, making up things.
This is where they've done this little play with words and reduced the numbers of SIDS for their $16 million that they get, and they've got a nice fancy website. You know, there's like 3,000 odd neonatal deaths, and neonatal deaths are like pregnancy where it dies in the womb and or a month after, and so they call it SIDS. Up to 12 months old, they call it neonatal up to 1 month old and in the womb. And after 12 months old, this is how it works too. Generally speaking, if something happens after they're 12 months old, you've got a higher prosecution rate, because the police think that there's more time there for you to be an abusive parent. And so you get injured on the, say, the Hep B is an assault Because let's say you get that, you've got 100% mitochondrial function before vaccines, and the first vaccine takes 20%. The Hep B at birth, it takes 20%. If you breastfeed, see, we never had any die that I saw from bottle feeding. It was the breastfeeding ones. Sorry, the ones that died were all bottle fed. That is in formula. That crap. Mm. Not the breast milk protected them from injury, and a lot of breast milk feeding mothers will say vaccines didn't do anything to my child. And the reason they say that is the breast milk is so powerful that it reduces the effectiveness of the mitochondrial attack and stops the inflammation of the brain. And let's say somewhere between 10 and 20% for the first vaccine, and then the subsequent vaccine will take another 10 or 20%. And so they get progressively injured. And so the police might charge you on that first, their second injury, right? They'll say that you've been like abusive parent, and this is why the child's injured. And then the subsequent vaccines will kill the child, and then they'll upgrade the charge from GBH to manslaughter.
Hmm. Dear me.
And the other thing too, they'll take your the child protection investigation unit. That's the CPIU. They're the ones that do this.
Child molesters.
And then there's then you've got these people that
they're molesters.
The people that take your kids if your house is not tidy.
Oh yeah, doing that in the United States. It's big now. Taking them for everything. Mother's kid was taken because it was playing by itself in view of her. They just come and take them, and they molest them. They rape them.
Them. In Australia, they do a similar thing. It's not quite as out there. It's not quite as...
getting there, though.
It's getting there. But the thing is, when you have a vaccine, you give your child a vaccine, and they think that you're... like, not criminal, but that you're abusive, they will take that child from you and cause trauma, psychological trauma from taking your child away, and they'll put it with some, I don't know, unknown person, and then so the child's gone through, like, where's mummy, you know, where's daddy? Yeah. And like, and then they'll give them the vaccines and kill the kid. And guess who gets charged again?
Yes.
It all goes back to the abusive parent. But even if they don't charge you, they've stolen your kid and killed it.
Yeah.
Gee, it is frightening, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
This is Big Brother. This is George Orwell's Big Brother. There's no two ways about it.
And you know what? The parents that are suffering out there with autistic children damaged from the vaccines... They have to have some respite, so they send them to special school, and so people need to just make that connection. Schools are all vaccine damaged and maimed kids.
Autistic.
Yes.
They're saying that autistic children shouldn't be labelled autistic anymore, just normal.
That's the new normal because we're going to be making more of them.
It's unbelievable, Garth, and we mentioned these stories. I've got files of them, Chris, files and files, but there was the original toddler in Western Australia that was brain damaged from the flu vax.
Yeah.
Now, this toddler was completely healthy. This was back in 2010, and there's many of them.
Yeah.
And she went in and was given the flu vax, just the flu shot, okay? You wouldn't think, oh, okay, that's not too bad. She suffered a hypoxic brain injury, kidney, liver, and bone marrow failure. She can't walk anymore or talk and needs 24-hour...
Amount of money.
And this has happened a few times, but the thing is they were supposed to recall it, but now in 2015 the flu vax is still being given by doctors. And it's incredible.
And at the same time that one happened in... So you don't see these things coming out in the media often, right? It's not a measure of how many are injured and killed. It's not a measure at all. All it is a measure of the control of the media because they're pumping out all this pro-vaccine propaganda.
A Murdoch.
And yeah, yes. His son was on is on the board of GlaxoSmithKline, a vaccine manufacturer.
Up to their eyeballs in vaccines, Mr. Murdoch. That's what he does. He uses his media to promote fear and sell and pump vaccines and drugs onto gullible public.
It's eugenics.
Yes. And that, it does.
That's eugenics is a nice sounding word for mass murder.
What's frightening, and I've mentioned this a lot of times, Chris, is this, I'll send this through to you. It's the gay experiment, and was talking about AIDS in the United States erupting shortly after government-sponsored hepatitis B vaccine experiments. That was 1978 to 1981. They used gay men in New York City as guinea pigs. They gave them hepatitis B shots, which had the AIDS virus in there. And so then they tested them, and then they told us later it came from green monkeys in the Congo. But if this is true, and it seems like it's very well documented that gay men were given HIV through hepatitis B shots back in the late 1970s,
yes.
Do you want to give your newborn baby within the first 24 hours of it being born a hepatitis B shot, knowing that it's the most contaminated, probably filthy vaccine on the market? It's ridiculous. The nurse would have to have it. Why are they giving babies hepatitis B shots at birth? It is
staggering. On the slip, they say it's got recombinant DNA. That means that it's DNA splicing, and they've used cattle DNA, and they've used aborted babies. DNA. They get the tissue in the vaccine of the. Now you just think how macabre that is. They're injecting babies with aborted babies. They're injecting us with aborted babies.
They put it in the food.
And they're injecting us with cow bloody DNA.
They're putting the aborted baby fetal tissue in Pepsi and all sorts
The flavouring. Flavouring.
Yeah, look, people think babies.
Look, this is true. Look, you only have to look. They've had Obama. Obama okayed it. You know, it wasn't like this. This is up there. This is high up there. This is a part of the eugenics program to kill everyone.
Oh yeah, yeah. 17 children died in China after receiving hepatitis B vaccine.
Just
that one, but there was 13 before that, and there was more before that.
And you've got to understand, the doctors don't want to report that they're killing babies, so they won't.
Of course.
Well, of course, yes.
Well, it's, you know, big pharmaceutical companies, they run the government. They run everything. They run our planet, very much so. So
they bribe. You
know, yeah, they bribe.
They give political donations to Tony Abbott.
Of course he does.
And once this policy, no jab, no pay policy comes in, it is an act of genocide. There will be dead bodies everywhere. There will be more parents going to jail. There will be more SIDS rates, but they will probably try and they'll probably try and fudge those numbers so that it doesn't wake us up, it doesn't alert us, doesn't give us the evidence to bloody smash them with. They won't tell us the truth about the numbers they're killing. They will not do that.
That's right. And just got a report through from our friend John Rappaport, Garth. And
yes.
He's seething about this, and he's talking about the mandatory vaccinations. California is ordering genetic alteration. It's terrible what's happened in California. You don't pretty much have any rights there.
And you know what? You know what? And they've got these zombie attacks happening, right? You speak up in the I spoke up in the police service. I got zombie attacked.
Yeah.
I lost my job. On Facebook, if you say anything about being injured, the zombies will come out and attack you, and bloody ridicule you. And in the workplace, if you don't take a vaccine if you're a nurse, they'll sack you. All these zombie attacks. But look, we can't be afraid. We've got to speak up. We've got to do what we have to do. Otherwise, we lose.
Well, that's right. And particularly in light now of this TPP, it's going to give these pharmaceutical companies absolute power over us if the people in the world allow this TPP to come in. And as you just mentioned, we will have no recourse at all because the police will be the total power, and with their brainwashing up to date, God knows, they won't have enough presence.
You've got to go and suck up to a doctor, Garth, on your hands and knees and kiss his feet and say, please don't poison my child. And then, you know, oh, no, I'm not going to write that report. Thank you very much. You know, and the scary thing is, you know, your child could be taken soon, Chris, if they deem you to be a threat to our society and you're abusive for not getting it vaccinated.
Yeah,
that's how bad it's getting.
Oh, look, now, I would like to provide some solutions for parents because I feel for them in their pain and their suffering.
Especially now, Chris, with that money being taken away from them as well. A lot of them do need that, and they're sort of trapped in that limbo state now. Their first child may have got away with it, and now they're thinking, I really have to send our kid to childcare. I need those rebates. They've got to go to school. It's just easier to go and get it done. And this is absolute manipulation on every level, isn't it? It's terrible.
Yeah, it is. It is. Look, if parents have a listening to this and they want to do something for their own health and their children's health, I've used for my injury, I know how to heal the body and restore the body because I did it for myself. And so I'm speaking about my own personal experience. I'm not giving medical advice. I'm just telling people what I did to restore my mitochondrial function because they've got to understand it's an attack on the mitochondria, and the mitochondria is in every cell, and it's the action of creating adenosine triphosphate. And when the vaccines go in there, it poisons it. And so what they've got to do is I use magnesium oil, and you put it on. I put it on my skin.
Good idea.
And it just totally penetrated into my blood.
That's a good one.
And healed me and gave me my sleep back and gave me my energy back and gave me my health back. So just smash magnesium oil, the ancient one, not the synthetic Epsom salts one, and don't bath in it. That's not strong enough. You've got to put the oil on your skin.
Your pure earth minerals.
And when it goes on there, yes, it's going to irritate when you first do it because that's the body saying, I haven't got enough of this stuff. You're deficient. Because when you become deficient, your skin will irritate. But it's like the coming out of the ocean, you know, that irritation is multiplied. But then your body I got used to it. Everyone gets used to it. And so it doesn't hurt. You can put it over your whole body. You don't even feel it. And it's just so healing.
That's interesting.
So you put it over the whole body.
Yes. The bigger the area, like, for example, you know how, like, we go to a massage, get massages, right, because we got knots everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I've got one now.
That's magnesium deficiency.
Yeah, that's why.
So you get the massage person to take your oil with you to the massage person and say, rub this on me.
Yep.
And that will get rid of all those knots. And it'll get rid of all the calcification, and it'll get the estrogen out of you and make you into a loving person.
that's
good stuff. It's good stuff. I've been looking at that as well. Yeah, pure magnesium. It's we're so lacking in these things, Chris. It's not brain surgery. It's right in our face, isn't it? This stuff. But most people are so deficient in all of these things and unwell.
Yes.
And then vaccinated, what hope do you have?
And if they want to look it up, they can search for Dr. Circus and download his ebook. I'm not affiliated with him. I just love what he says, this information he gives out to people, and you can even just get the information online. But his name is Circus, and he's woke me up to the healing powers of magnesium, and I encourage people to get more information and find out how to heal themselves and not be... Because you know what? Naturopaths and doctors are both trained in Rockefeller medicine.
Yes.
And they study the thing called germ theory, and they bleat out gluten intolerance and yeast infection and candida and lactose intolerance, and it's all a load of bull. You know, they when they say lactose intolerance, and then they put you on bloody, they used to put you on soy milk with up to 33 contraceptive pills in it.
Oh, yeah, sterilizing people, yeah.
Yes,
and we're not allowed to have raw milk, which won't cause any problems.
The raw milk has got lactobacilli. It's got soft calcium, not hard calcium. The hard calcium calcifies our bodies, makes things go hard. It accumulates in the face and drags it down and causes disruption of the collagen, so you get old. And it calcifies. The plaque in your arteries is calcium, hard calcium from boiled dairy. That all the studies that prove that milk is deadly is all the boiled dairy. It's Rockefeller medicine. Look it up. But the raw dairy, if you have the magnesium that we spoke about and you drink raw milk, your teeth will remineralize, and they're the outward sign of bone density and health. And that means that you delete the dentist and you delete the orthopedic surgeon and you don't get osteoporosis and you don't end up looking like a banana spine when you get old.
Yeah. Whack some raw cacao powder in there as well for your magnesium. It's very nice. But yeah, the homogenized and pasteurized dead milk, plus the abuse, Chris, of our modern animals, just absolutely abuse them to death, to work them to the bone. That's what the Chinese are now doing after they're buying up all our farms in Australia and dairy. And then they're drinking this dead, denatured milk, but we're not allowed to have raw milk, like we're not allowed to have cannabis and these things. So we can see that it's a clear plan of death. They want us.
Yeah, the other one that they swindle us so they get money out of us on is they used to say, oh, you've got a wheat intolerance, but then now they say you've got a gluten intolerance. Now, right from the beginning, it was the refinement and the poisoning of flour that led to all the rotting, filthy diseases.
Yeah.
And then they said, you've got a wheat intolerance. And we went, what? And then they go, to make it even more flummoxing, they go, oh, you got a gluten intolerance. So they take us on this wild ride up the garden path into a bloody muted improvements because we're not getting the whole story. Because the naturopaths are brainwashing. They're brainwashed and they're charging people for that information where they take them off dairy, put them off dairy, and they put them off wheat forever. Like they've got no dairy, no wheat. But they don't explain it's the boiling and the refinement is the destruction of the food that's caused the problem, not the whole meal organic wheat is not dangerous. Now, if you're vaccine damaged, there is a problem with digestion, but get the magnesium and fix the damage as I fixed mine damage. And
also a pure ascorbic acid powder, vitamin C, the best form you can get. Dr. Rima talked about that, Garth, vitamin A. See, all these things we're lacking. It's a sad society we live in, Chris. Mm. You know, we're really lacking all of these, as you said, you know, magnesium, these earth minerals. It's not in our diet anymore. The selenium, it's not in the soils. Vitamin C is very easily killed off. It's not in these terrible oranges and these foods we buy from Coles or the supermarkets. There's none in there. Yes. It's heat and cold. It gets damaged, vitamin C. Our bodies don't make it. So all these things are hard, but we need to do some more research on this. And as I've always said, be our own doctors. Put trust in ourselves.
Take
it back into your own hands. Stop. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. Every single day of the week, 7 days a week, you go into these medical centres, they're just packed, you know, because the kids have a runny nose, whatever, they panic,
packed
they go
full
in,
of zombies.
They just live off the doctor. It's unbelievable, you know.
Yeah, they're all zombies.
Zombies in there with the drool coming out. Oh, yeah.
You know? And the leaking ears and the leaking nose.
The sick kids with the runny nose all year, the flu, the coughs, the foggy eyes. Yeah, and that's normal now. That's normal for most parents. The parents think that is normal. For a kid to look like that. And it's every single vaccine causes damage. Every single one.
It
absolutely. And I've noted that many, many times, Chris. I've seen, I have friends who don't vaccinate, who have unvaccinated kids. I know kids who have not been vaccinated, and I look at the ones who are heavily vaccinated, and they're not only sicker and get the flu easier and have all these infections and throat infections and runny noses and eyes and ear infections and clogged up and snot coming out all the time, but
you're talking about shedding asthma, there, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it just seems it does seem like that. But I just mean the unvaccinated kids there. I mean, the vaccinated kids seem to be missing something on a spiritual level as well. Has been taken away from them. They're just not as quick and fast than the other kids. Not as strong. It's like something in them has been extracted by these vaccines, and that's what I said many times. We don't actually know the real stuff that's in them. The technology they're using in these bloody things. We can work out
your observation is accurate. I've seen that myself. When it comes to this blaming the healthy, non-diseased, unvaccinated children, they're blamed. They're saying the outbreak of disease comes from these. The media tell this lie.
Yeah, absolute discrimination.
It's actually coming from the vaccinated kids because they do this thing, what you just said, which is they get vaccinated and out comes all this stuff.
It pours out of them.
And it's called shedding. It's a scientific thing.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
And they're
knowledge.
Spreading and shedding the disease, but we're getting the blame.
Well, there's massive studies being done on it where they've proved it in schools because they're getting a massive problem with pertussis. And even though all the children have been vaccinated against the whooping cough, it's spreading regardless. It's out of control. And they've proved that now that, you know, kids who have had the pertussis vaccine, as they get a little bit older, say 5-7 years old, the vaccine doesn't protect them after a couple of years or so anyway, but they carry a sort of a weaponized form of that whooping cough in the back of their throats, even into their adult lives. Dr. Rima spoke about this, and they spread it. They shed it. But we hear, well, pertussis is an alive virus vaccine. Well, how is it able to do it? What's in that? How are they creating these things? With what kind of technology are they using to make it spread from person to person so quick? But as you said, they're blaming unvaccinated healthy kids who have never done anything wrong. They've got gangrene or they've got some type of terrible zombie disease and they're going to infect all the other kids when it's the vaccinated kids doing it. Media spin. Unbelievable. Propaganda at its worst.
Yeah.
Well, Ralph spoke about that, didn't he, with Dr. Rima, because he's a legal guy and he was, of course, going to court for these people whose children were injured by vaccines. And there are also a lot of people that were involved in it that had healthy children that weren't vaccinated. And he said the difference is chalk and cheese.
Night and day.
Yes.
Yeah, night and day.
Look, I mean, there's a man who spent a big part of his life, along with Dr. Rima, who spent a big part of her life studying this. So it's coming from, you know, these are experts, these people. These are people you have to take notice of.
Trying to help poor people who have been blamed for killing their kids. And it's absolutely disgusting and horrifying.
And deprived of money that they...
Just their life, as we said, ruined. Yeah.
Yeah, and if they don't, look, my message to parents that are thinking about should they vaccinate to get the money, I say no, don't hurt your children. Don't take away their life force. Give them the best health. Try and work out a way because you don't want to sacrifice your children for money on the altar of the vaccine god.
Yeah, Moloch.
That's right, yes.
Didn't a documentary we had, Garth, you might know more about that. It was a David Icke one with Credo Mutwa in South Africa, and he was talking about the tribes there, how when the missionaries came in, they used to use these sort of grass stalks and heat them up and burn the kid's arm. That was right, wasn't it? Because it would, so the missionaries, the nurses would think that the kids had been vaccinated. Either that or they'd run off into the bush, but... One of the Zulu tribesmen, he was saying that the vaccines steal a part of the kid's soul.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. I know. I have a solution for parents actually, who want to avoid vaccine and still get the money, and this is how they do it. They make their children healthy with magnesium and no sugar, and then they can say they've already had the vaccine, and they just test the child. They just need a blood test to test their immunity. And sure enough, the immunity of the child will be strong because they're healthy. And then the doctor can justify giving an exemption from the vaccine. And I know this works because my brother had to take a vaccine for a job, and he didn't want the vaccine because he knew what it was.
Yeah.
So he then got a blood test, and he proved his immunity was strong, and he didn't need the vaccine.
Mm.
And the doctor wrote the exemption for him for the job.
Well, yeah, it's the same as you were talking about before, Chris. When a healthy mother breastfeeds, that breast milk sets up the child's immune system for life. That's what it needs.
We have
immune systems. We don't need vaccines.
Yes.
The vaccines are taking the vaccines are doing this twisted job for our immune system.
You nailed it.
Yeah, and it's not going to work. But you know, all a baby needs is breast milk and a healthy lifestyle.
Yes.
Clean
yes.
water and air. That's it. Done.
They will blossom and bloom instead of being withering
away and rotting from inside. Out through their eyes.
Well, that's part of their plan, it appears, this genocidal madness over in Africa, where these children, you mentioned about the Australian Aboriginals, Chris, well, the same over there, probably even worse, where these people, these young children, their immune systems are just absolutely shot to pieces. And here they are forcing vaccines into a child that's almost dead anyway.
When your immune system's so low, Garth, like that, even a common cold can seem like you have AIDS.
Yeah, well, that's the other angle to it. You know, we're talking about making a child healthy so that they can blood test and get an exemption. If a child is previously vaccinated, they'll be weak. We know that. And if they get the subsequent vaccines, they're going to do more damage, even more damage.
More compounding.
Yes. So you can't do the vaccine even if the blood test comes back to say that your immune system is down, because that means that equates to your child is going to get even worse damage than the child that's got a strong immune system. So you're really in a situation where no matter what happens, don't let them attack your child with a bioweapon trading as a vaccine.
Because that's what it is. It's a weapon.
Yeah. It's doing grievous bodily harm and death to some. It's doing injury to everyone. And when I say grievous bodily harm, that's an injury that's permanent and it's life-threatening, and that's what the vaccines are doing.
From another point there on the same issue, Chris, it was explained to us some time ago that by injecting into the muscle tissue is the worst way. You know,
it bypasses
the natural immune system itself.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, bypasses it. Yep,
it does. And there's all of a sudden.
Your body's like, what the hell's this?
Yeah.
It attacks you, Chris. Your body, your immune system will attack you and keep doing so.
And then the doctors come along and find all these rare diseases that are caused by the vaccine and the autoimmune diseases, and then they start treating you with more bioweapons. So that's just something. Because it's crazy that the zombie parents that have their children vaccinated and damaged then go to the doctor and get drugs and that for them. So they just end up compounding the problem. So, guys, wake up.
And also, on any autopsy or whatever, on the papers that they issue after the death of a child or a person, it's not the vaccine, you see, because it's all this other things that the vaccine's caused.
Yeah.
that has killed the child. But when it goes down in the statistics, it's not the vaccine that did it, whereas it was the vaccine that did it.
Yeah, a classic example of that is the old people in nursing homes, because they actually hit them up with those flu vaccines and it just turns them into old zombies.
They can't think.
But they get the flu from the flu vaccine, and then they get pneumonia from the flu vaccine.
Or shingles.
And then they die from the flu vaccine. But on the death certificate, they never, ever mention the flu vaccine.
No. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
And I know how many people, because my mother rarely went to doctors, and she'd had a bad time the previous season with a flu. So she went to the doctor, and the doctor talked her into a flu shot, right? Then she contacted shingles and nearly died. So I checked into the case, and in America there's 40% of older people at that time. This was about 15 years ago. 40% of people in America die from shingles caused by flu vaccines.
Yeah. The reaction to the aluminum, maybe.
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah. The aluminium is absolutely destroying their brains, and they just fill them with pills.
As you said, Chris, how do you, if you've got your grandparent, if you've got your granddad or your grandma in the nursing home, and they're doing this behind your back, and then you go, you get the call up that they've passed away, and you don't get told anything because they've been jabbing and stabbing your grandparents with these goddamn needles of death. Granddad passed away, and you don't ask any questions about it, you know?
Yeah, you know what? When these 50 and 60-year-olds get the vaccine, they really accelerate towards that nursing home zombie status
Yes. And then they just get rid of them in there.
Yeah, yeah. And so if the 50 and 60-year-olds that have taken vaccines are listening, they need to look at magnesium as well to relieve all their injuries from the vaccines and help bring health and mind and body back to their lives. You know, it's a terrible situation. I'm not overwhelmed by it. The video that is up there on YouTube that people can find, they just search my name, Chris Savage, and type in vaccine, Chris Savage vaccine, and they'll find my YouTube video, share it with your friends and family and save them. Save their babies, save their parents from being incarcerated and accused and demonized. And don't worry about the people in your family that you might offend. Give the information to them so that you can wake them up from this crime that's happening, this terrible, ridiculous crime, this incredible evil that is upon us. Wake them up. Share the video. There's videos on my channel from Dr. Malden, Dr. Blaylock. There's podcasts. Well, I'll put this one up there as well so people can listen to this and share this. We can win this by waking everyone up and making vaccines irrelevant.
Yes. Yep. Well, you mentioned Dr. Blaylock. Well, he was one of America's top brain surgeons, and he's talking constantly about the effect on the mind or the brain of young children that are vaccinated. And, I mean, what better information could people get than by listening, going onto YouTube and listening to a man of his enormous intellect?
Well, that's right.
And what he's done in life. And he knows, and people should, instead of listening to some idiot from the health department, go and listen to Blaylock.
The CDC, the researchers told mothers to stop breastfeeding it
because
it's getting in the way of vaccines.
Yeah, it wasn't. The vaccines weren't working because they know what working means, and that is soft killing and injuring everyone that gets one.
CDC said that. I mean, when I put that up, people could not believe it. They thought it was a joke. They said mothers should stop breastfeeding because it's stopping the vaccines from working so well. Yeah, and then you've got these idiots all over social media that are constantly pushing this ridiculous CDC propaganda and World Health Organization propaganda. The World Health Organization, Chris, they're no different than the Federal Reserve. It's a private company, run and funded by big drug companies. And these idiots are buying into this crap. You know, it's unbelievable.
And you know what? They're poor souls because they're taking vaccines and they're going to die young and have all these health crises.
You're right. It's that's where the money is, isn't it? The reactions later on, right through your life. You know.
So I really believe that we can't rely on the mainstream media. We should turn them off. Actually,
completely. Yeah. No.
Well, they're being turned off. Actually, Chris, evidently Facebook is going to take over the new mainstream media, it seems. That was John Rappaport was in one of his articles spoke about that, how the mainstream media would apply out here as well because the people just aren't reading as much from the mainstream, except I will admit television is not going to decline, except from people who wake up and stop listening to all this garbage. But the mainstream media is in decline. There's no two ways about it. But they've already covered that by Facebook. So there's an agreement there with the Jewish owners of Facebook. Yeah. And they're going to start pushing the mainstream Google media.
Rupert Murdoch, Zionist Jew. 70% of our media he owns.
Yes.
You know, people are weaned on this stuff, Chris. Weaned on it from birth. They carry the Daily Telegraph around like they're carrying a Bible.
Yes.
And they're sitting there on the trains and buses reading this mind soup, you know.
Yeah, with the TV, the mind control works like this. Every night on the news, they have what is termed or called a medical discovery.
Yeah.
And this is where they promote and champion doctors who have invented some new medical technology, and usually it's a vaccine. And they say they get us all enthusiastic, or get the zombies all enthusiastic into believing that this is so great. And you know, this we got hope. You know, we got the doctors working so hard to find this new tech to help us in our old as we get older. You know, and then they say, oh, but it won't be available for 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
To imply the message there is that they are making sure they look after us. But then in a bloody heartbeat, they'll give us a bloody vaccine that will give us narcolepsy or bloody mitochondrial attack or brain inflammation and lifelong illness. So the message they tell us on TV is that they're making sure everything's good, but people got to know that they've never, ever done a safety test on vaccines because all they do is harm. They can't safety test something that does only harm.
No, they can't. They certainly can't.
Well, they just lead you on, you know, as people get sicker. In society, they just keep leading the little mouse to the cheese and you keep following it through and it turns into years and decades and they've offered nothing in regards to cancer research or healing anyone.
Yeah.
But as you said, they keep jabbing you and making you sicker.
Yeah, the other one on TV, and it's to do with the rare diseases, is that they feature on the local news sometimes one of these hapless parents with a child that's has all the life force sucked out of them. They're not dead, but they're nearly dead. And they go to the hospital, and they're the well-to-do parents with credibility. They don't accuse them of shaking the baby, and they're quite rational and reasonable, it seems, to the doctor. And then they'll feature it on TV as the doctor naming some rare disease that the child's got.
Mm.
And they're fawning over the doctors, and the media are fawning over the parents, and the parents are just totally sucked into this vortex of lies.
Yeah, and that's an incredible thing.
That was a vaccine that killed the child.
Yeah.
But they don't want to know it, Chris. I mean, we had a story on May 19th this year. I've read it out about the Federal Trade Commission in the United States has accused four cancer charities of defrauding well-meaning donors for over $187 million. Yeah. Okay, and these were all around the United States: Cancer Fund of America, Cancer Support Groups, Children's Cancer Fund of America, Breast Cancer Society, ripping people off nearly $200 million. And as we said at the start of the show, they're all in there shaving their heads and wearing red noses, and you can't say anything about the God Almighty cancer charities, you know, who are all part of the scam.
Yes,
sickening what's going on, and people are just lapping this up. It's unbelievable the way these adults carry on. Their kids get made sick because the doctors made them sick. You know, they get all these terminal blood cancers and leukemia and brain damage and all this stuff. And then the parents go and celebrate it and have a good old time. It's all good. Everything's all good. Oh, my doctor, my surgeon's great. And then their kids die and it's all just part of life.
And they show pictures.
Because cancer just blows around in the wind, doesn't it? Kids get cancer now. It's normal.
Yeah, these poor kids are in hospital, filling them
Ronald
with
McDonald's
poison.
House.
Yeah,
filling them with poison.
Yeah, yeah. You buy our cheeseburgers, and we'll give your sick, dying child a cot.
Yeah,
you know,
in Ronald
McDonald House. But you've got to buy our cheeseburgers first. It's it's
disgusting. That'll help you die too.
We are being mocked, and
it is the ugly, ugly, ugly. It's like the most grotesque truth that I have heard in my entire life.
Yes, frightening, isn't it?
Staggering, really, when you think about it, you know.
And people swallow it.
They just keep swallowing it, and their kids keep getting sicker, and they think this is normal?
Well, I hope they wake up from what we're talking about, because if they don't, it's going to happen to them.
Well, it is happening to them.
It has happened to them, and they need to go and see Dr. Circus online and get his book and read the book and find out how to heal their own bodies, because they are under attack. They have been injured. Okay. From the moment boys are born, they chop the end of their penis off. You know, this is how wicked the system is. It just does harm.
Oh, man, my God. Chris, we talked to Janice Barcelo. I don't know if you've heard her work. She's got written a book called The Dark Side of Birthing, isn't she, Garth?
Yes, she's great.
I'll send you that. We can get that link and have a listen to Janice. Chris, you will not believe it. She goes into that very deeply, what they're doing to children at birth when they come out of their mothers.
Yeah,
the assault before they right as they come out, this absolute assault, this sterile, chemical, brutal attack on these children and their mothers. Goes into that very deeply.
The mothers, I've heard from mothers, they've told me this, that they've just finished labour and they're just exhausted, and dad's out there bringing mum to let her know the good news, while the frickin' nurses are jabbing that B into the baby.
Yeah, hepatitis B, and taking blood samples as well.
Yeah, taking blood samples for their database for reason.
To monitor it.
Yeah,
to see how their
disgusting.
Weaponized diseases are going.
Yeah, yeah. It's disgusting.
Well, they've got to keep up with
they test us. We're a test case.
Collateral damage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that brain damage and, you know, autism and death, that's just collateral damage for big pharma.
Yeah, that's just the price you pay.
That's just the way it is. It's the testing on us. There's a war on our immune systems, Chris.
But I say to the parents that buy into that lie, is that they admit that they kill with the vaccines. It's written on the slip inside the MMR that it causes SIDS. They're admitting it. They're not saying the numbers, they're saying one in a million, but they're still admitting death. Now, if something causes one child to die, how the hell does it help anyone else?
It can't. It's impossible.
It's poison.
Of course it is. Yes, absolutely.
And how is a completely healthy, unvaccinated child going to poison and give diseases to a vaccinated child? Because if your child's vaccinated, then it shouldn't have anything to worry about.
Well, that's the thing, see. They They're stupid.
So ridiculous. They're so stupid. From the media. Just ridiculous.
Yeah, because they're saying, that if they didn't, they have to vaccinate because there's some babies that can't get the vaccines for the diseases that you could give them. So, and then some of these babies are dying from the hepatitis B at birth, and they're blaming that on the people that don't vaccinate because they're saying some zombie parent there that loses their kid to the vaccine, the first vaccine, because they didn't breastfeed or whatever, and they'll say that it got measles, mumps, and rubella because that doesn't come. It died at 1 month instead of two. Because they bring that first MMR at 2 months with the DPT the DPT at 2 months actually, and then the MMR at three or something. But anyway, the baby dies from the hepatitis B, and they say that the kid was killed by the people that don't vaccinate, that spread diseases, not the fact that they injected disease into that thing that mutated, that attacked its mitochondria, and that gave it brain inflammation. That they choose this time not to blame on the parent, but to blame on the people that don't vaccinate.
And the crazy thing here is that in my life, Chris, when I grew up, I mean, measles and mumps were quite normal.
Yes.
We all had...
Put some tea tree on it.
We all had measles and mumps at some stage when we were growing up, and there was no fuss about it because it was normal and our immune systems took care of it.
Yes.
Or your immune system is stronger because of it.
That's right, and we didn't need these vaccines, and nobody needed the vaccines until they started to decided that
it's a great
through
way
the Rockefeller
people.
Foundations now, and all that. That there's massive money in it.
That's a good way to kill us off.
Dr. Russell Blaylock is a neurosurgeon.
Yes, incredible.
So he is highly qualified when it comes to the brain. He knows all the ins and outs of the brain.
Now look what Murdoch did to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and people put their trust in these Murdoch papers after that.
Yeah.
These phone scandals and hacking and corruption
and
lies.
Tell us more of what they did to him, because I'm not aware of that, actually.
Oh, they just assassinated him through the media, and they did it here as well, you know, because of the links. He never said, hey, vaccines cause autism. They just did exhaustive research showing that it kind of does, you know, if you had the time to look at it. But it was just a character assassination.
Oh, yeah, like they did to Wakefield,
Yeah, same thing.
Just through the papers.
All the zombies that read the mainstream media say, he's got no credibility. I was told by the media.
Rupert Murdoch told me today.
Well, what did they do to the lady we had on? I've lost her name. You know, they refused her entry, her to speak in Australia.
Tenpenny, yeah.
Tenpenny, that's right.
Yeah, that was a vicious assault done on social media and Facebook against her with threats as well.
And we've
been dealing with them, so I don't know who these people are or who they work for. It's really creepy, but yeah, the same mob are on there now every day trying to disrupt the protests and you know, upset everybody, and you know, they're absolute. Oh, they're just total morons. I just don't know. They're really, it is very creepy. There's some of them on there that you can just see, you know, they generally just try and cause a bit of trouble and they'll go away. But there's others that are a little bit of a worry. I don't know who these people are, but if they're threatening, this is unbelievable. It really is.
It was a funny thing. One of the comments on the video that is going viral, it was from a bloke by the name of, he calls himself Reasonable Hank, and his name's Peter Tierney. He's a lawyer in New South Wales, and he did an attack piece on my story and me when it first came out in 2012. And it was funny because on the video that I published recently, he wrote the words, "This is probably the best video that I've ever seen, or the worst."
Yeah, yeah.
He's an attack. He's an attack dog for Big Pharma. He actually got right up in the paper. But
what a snarky, smart ass comment, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
He's smarter than everybody else.
Well, I think he's actually had his ass kicked, because the video is so powerful that it's waking up half zombies. And it's going viral.
I'm going to push this. I'll actually play this video at the end of this podcast today, Chris, and put the link up with this podcast.
Good idea.
As it goes out there. So when we finish today, you won't hear it, but I'll tag your clip onto the end and then put the link up as well.
Because this is how we crush their lives.
Yeah, just in case some people out there haven't seen it or don't have access to YouTube or something, whatever it may be, they can listen to it on this podcast.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Great.
Just going back there as well, Garth, Janice Barcelo's book is Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine, Exposing Systematic Violence, Torture During Hospital Birth, and the Hijacking of Human Love. And Janice, we love you, and she'll be on again soon to go over this stuff, Garth. So great book, Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine, what they're doing to our kids when they just come out of their mother's bodies.
Frightening,
and,
isn't it?
And open their eyes.
I love your work, boys. I love your work.
Thank you very much. And Chris, we might plug out for today. And as we spoke about before we were on, we will get you on again soon in the next couple of weeks, whenever you have the time. To sort of just keep delving deeper into this and trying to find answers and give people some solutions as well, what they can do. Because we're in a lot of trouble here in Australia and we need people to get on our side. This government aren't used to being pushed back. They're just used to having their way. We can see that with Joe Hockey smoking a cigar.
Yeah,
they're very comfortable, Garth. And this is not good. We shouldn't have a government.
He's probably on half a million a year.
Yeah, the government needs to fear us, and we need to start pushing these people back and getting people on side. And I think it's a sleeping giant, Chris. We're waking, and your video is doing so much to help. As you said, people are a bit on the fence, and so they're going to use cigarette type advertising now to get people who are on the fence to make them understand that vaccines are good and healthy and loving, you know. So really incredible. It's like it's really George Orwell's 1984, because if you don't like vaccines, well, we're just going to re-educate you into believing that you do, because 4 + 4 = 5, right?
The ugly cat has been let out of the bag.
It has, and Australians need to see it.
And now it's going to scratch the hell out of anyone that doesn't, you know, realize and understand. It's going to just tear apart the lies and give people the truth and understanding and knowledge that they need,
the tools
to make an informed decision.
We're going to lose that, Chris, if we don't do something. Yes. We're going to lose that informed decision as you as a human being have. It's your right. I don't care if people vaccinate. People can go and have a bath of vaccine liquid. You know, they can have a vaccine fetish for all I care. Go and get a million of them.
But don't use money.
Right to say no.
Don't use money to pressure us into... The poor people don't need to be deprived of money.
It's terrible, man.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's discrimination against children who aren't vaccinated, who have done nothing
wrong. Yes, what? Their rights. What about their rights?
This is discrimination in Australia. And so the whole world needs to know.
It's anti-constitutional.
It is.
It's against the Constitution.
It is. And they're saying on this ridiculous Channel 10 program, The Project...
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got this disgusting Ray Hadley and these loudmouths out there, and they're saying that unvaccinated kids shouldn't be allowed to go on buses.
Yeah,
they shouldn't
be
allowed to go in school.
Yeah,
should we take it further?
Even the Royal Milk guy, Swampy, made them look stupid, so we can do the same.
He said, because Byron, this Ray Hadley said, if you go to Byron Bay because they don't put fluoride in their water, be prepared to come back with no teeth. I mean, this guy's an absolute
wanker. He's a ratbag,
A ratbag wanker, and if people are stupid enough to listen to this toilet bug every morning, then you need to go and put your head in a toilet and keep it there.
People can just absolutely change their lives when they look for the solutions, the real solutions.
Yes.
And they've heard it on this radio show, and they've heard it told in a really clear way. So there's no excuse. They've got to share this and wake the world up and change the world so that we can have a beautiful world instead of this grotesque, ugly one.
And you'll attract like-minded people into your life, like you, Chris, when you do this. And also, as you search for answers, more get presented to you. You know, and you just keep sucking it up, and it gets better and better. It's like these doors open up because you've got this new outlook on life and this positive frame of mind, and that's the way to continue forward.
Yeah, yes. It is.
There's no future without healthy kids.
Yeah. We have to tell the truth, and we have to push it out there, because otherwise there's going to be more carnage. We don't want that. We want
not only that, when you look at the statistics of the actual birth rate in the Western world of basically white people, you find that it's less than survival.
Yeah.
So we're declining there. And if we're going to allow our children to be jabbed and their immune system destroyed and then them destroyed.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not very much chance of the white people surviving.
Oh.
It's an assault with a deadly weapon, Garth. And if you go into your doctor's office, I view them as very bad mechanics, you know. And if you go into your doctor's office and they get that needle out, call the police. Because if I walked around out in public with a needle trying to jab people, I'd be put in prison very quickly as a terrorist.
Exactly right. You would be arrested.
This is a terrorist activity conducted by doctors every day in all the medical centres.
Yes, it is.
With a deadly weapon.
Yes, it is. It is. And it's only through the brainwashing and the media that they get away with it. And people have got to turn that off. They've got to turn you guys on, the alternative media. And we've got to win this life and death struggle.
All right, Chris, we'll plug out. Do you want to get some information out there? And is doing a website something you would think about as well, like putting a website up for yourself where you could put all your information and things?
Yeah.
Something to look at maybe later?
Yeah, I definitely should do that.
Maybe even a blog. I know some of them are even free, the domain is very cheap. Yeah.
People can join me on Facebook because I do a fair bit of educating there.
Yeah, you're on there quite a lot, very active. So that's just Chris Savage on Facebook.
Yeah, and if they find my YouTube, if they navigate to the new YouTube channel first, the actual link to Facebook is there so they can get me that way. And I will help them to help them in their journey towards recovery from vaccine injuries.
Yeah, so
yes, that's great.
You want to contact Chris, go to Facebook if you're on there and send him a bell and he'll get straight back to you. He's a great guy. Great work, Chris. You are doing an incredible, remarkable job. We salute you and you're very proud of you. And good work, you know. It's really, really, really positive work that you're doing. And please continue. And we'll stay very close and keep getting you on for chats and keep getting the information out there. Keep talking.
Thank you, and guys. And I really do appreciate the opportunity to tell the truth. And I look forward to joining you again sometime.
Great. Thanks very much, Chris. Thank you very much. Speak again soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for listening to today's show. And as promised, I will now play Chris's great video from YouTube. Police officer Chris Savage blows lid on vaccine crimes, just in case some folks out there have not heard it, so please enjoy, and we'll be back again next week. Thanks for listening, and thanks very much to Chris Savage.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and especially for the opportunity to convey the message today, because it's extremely important that you understand. Firstly, I was a sergeant of police in the police service. I was pushed out after helping a person in custody who was falsely accused of shaken baby syndrome. Shaken baby syndrome is merely inflammation of the cerebral cortex, which is the brain. And it comes up against the skull and bruises. And it can injure or kill babies. Sometimes they can get the injury on the first vaccine and then subsequent vaccines will finish them off. The police will, because they're brainwashed like I was, and the only reason I woke up is because I was injured by the vaccine, the hepatitis B vaccine. I was in bed for 2 weeks and I could feel the life force in me being sucked out and I was going down. And it was only because I got out of bed and I went to a doctor and I said to the doctor, could this be the vaccine that made me tired? And the doctor replied instantly, no, it wouldn't have been that. And then said next and shuffled me out of the office. They don't want to know about vaccines doing damage. And they'll get angry because they've been brainwashed to believe that vaccines are helping, but in fact, they are harming everyone that gets one. Up to the point of death, and that's what vaccines do, cause some people to die, there is no benefit. It's like being bitten by a snake or being stabbed by someone. There is no benefit from being stabbed by anyone. There's no benefit from being bitten by a snake. And that's what vaccines are, poison stab wounds into the human body. And the little babies that I saw dead from the vaccines, the only reason I could ask, because in the 90s they had a 2 month period where there was no vaccine. They started the Hep B in 2000. So we had 2 months of no vaccines given to the children so we could compare it. And when I would go to that sudden death scene where a baby was deceased and we'd have the ambulance and so on and try and revive them, I would ask the mother, what was the baby's health like prior to the vaccine? And it was almost like a light coming on, because they're brainwashed too. The baby was eating, sleeping, serene in their arms, growing normally. And it was only after the vaccine that all hell broke loose with convulsions and seizures and finally dying. And then the police that don't realise this are going to that same house and they're accusing the mother, or they believe the mother has done it. And the police go to these scan meetings. It's called Suspected Child Abuse Network. The doctors and the police meet at these meetings to decide who they're going to prosecute next. Because the babies that go into the hospital with listless and no life force in them, the doctors and the medical people, because of their brainwashing, are thinking that you did it. They're thinking that you're the person that shook the baby or threw it on the bed repeatedly, which I've read in the newspapers as a reason for a baby getting the cerebral cortex swelling. Whether it's SIDS or SUNY or SBS, it is always cerebral cortex swelling, where the brain literally expands inside the skull and causes the baby to either get brain damage or death. And Dr. Russell Blaylock has proved that this is happening to these children that get vaccines. And the police are saying, because they're brainwashed, that the bruising is from the shaking. It's debunked. The shaken baby syndrome is being debunked in America, but it's still being used. And you know, if you get an injured baby, and the police, they use the doctors who vaccinate to give evidence against you in court. How's that? They kill your baby with a vaccine and then they get into the witness box and give evidence against you for shaking baby and you go to jail. That's what is happening and that is what is in jail right now. And I know this to be the case because I had 22 years of policing experience to watch it from very many angles. It is absolutely disgusting because the lawyers that defend you, they don't even believe you're innocent. They think you have done something in a rage of anger. But I don't believe it for a minute. Recently there was one
Imbel recently, where the allegation was that he threw the baby on the bed repeatedly. Now, it does not plausible. I know what's happening because the diagnosis, because I read the post-mortem reports, that's what we get. We get to see all the stuff, all the nitty-gritty. And we get to see the post-mortem reports of these babies, and they've all got that cerebral cortex swelling, which causes the brain to push up against it. When the brain pushes up against the skull, the little arteries in there get squashed, and the blood's still pumping, and it bursts the artery inside there to get a brain bleed, and that causes the death. Not you guys. You're not doing it. It's the vaccine that's causing it, and they don't even. It's just right in front of them, but they can't see it. And you know what else? They're scared, because I had information because I had experience talking to other police officers. Roger Alexander Lowe, he was a detective sergeant in Billawheeler. He went to Moura, and after he came back, he told me that he'd seen a very unusual case. And I said, tell me about it. And he said there was a baby died. And I said, well, what's so strange about that? And he said, well, this is the second one. This lady had suffered two babies dying in the one family from vaccines. And I've offered to give him information, and it was actually a video of doctors all saying that vaccines are killing your children, and what the ones they don't kill, they injure. And it was on his desk, and he was going to look at it, and a week later, it was still on his desk. And I said, have you looked at the video yet? And he said, no, don't worry about it. You better take it away. I don't want to look at it. They know it is a death sentence on their career. And that's what happened to me. I was helping someone that was falsely accused by giving them information about how vaccines are causing that damage to the brain. And the next thing you know, the hierarchy are after me. They've been after me for 10 years before they finally got me, because I had noticed that this was happening about the halfway mark of my career. And I should be still working for another 10 years, but unfortunately that's what they do to you when they find out that you're against their system of covering up vaccine crimes by blaming parents. We are going to see we're going to see a plethora of vaccine injuries, because the poor people, especially, but everyone's under pressure financially, and they may do something like vaccinate. I know of people that have, and they said, oh, our child's been sick ever since. And this is what's going to happen if they get away with this crime. And our doctors, look, I'm not against doctors and I'm not against police, but I'm against the crimes that are happening, because the police are good people. They're doing a hard job, and we need to give them the credit for what it's due. But they also need to know that it's not the parents doing this shaken baby syndrome. It's the bloody vaccines that are killing the babies. And our doctors, we've got a love-hate relationship with them as well, because we know they are needed to fix our broken bones in an accident, but there's no way in the world that we're going to take any of their bioweapon medicines like vaccines and statin drugs, because they will, in a heartbeat, give you something that will slowly kill you, soft kill you. And that's what vaccines do for us adults. For the older people that take the flu vaccine, I noticed when I was in the police that they'd all end up with the flu. Then they would get pneumonia, and then they would die. But they would never write the certificate in as caused by the vaccine. They'd only say the flu. But they got the flu vaccine that prompted them to, with their weakened immunity, to get the advanced state of infection of the lungs. So they're killing the old ones, they're killing the young ones, and in between, they're harming us. And we end up with rare diseases and autoimmune diseases. And all our Special schools are full of injured kids from vaccines. This is the ugly truth that they do not want you to hear. And I've got one more thing for you to do. Please take note of this website, novaccine.com, and tell everyone so that they become educated like you and we can change the world.